ninth perk of Kalin, six Mishnah Gefes, Vasogim Shenasa Betaira. Pressed olives or pressed grapes that were done with Tahira. Holchem Aleim Teivin. After they were pressed, Tzmeim stepped on them. Afterwards, liquids came out of them Tahira. Why? Because the time that the tummy stepped on it, it was dry. So the mashkim inside of it were not makabel tuma. After the mashkim came out afterwards, so the tar, because when they came out, the tummy person wasn't on top of them. Mitchilas nasa b'tayra. Since the beginning, we're done the tayra. Kush shabalas at sinayra. Kush is thimble. I don't recall in English. It's something made for twining threads, and it's made out of wood, which nama kabel tuma, and a metal needle or the like was pushed into it. So basically, it's embedded inside of it. Malavit shabana dalvan. Malavit is a stick which is used to direct the cows. It had a metal thing also. The metal thing got also embedded in it. Instead of protruding out of it, it got pushed in. A vein shabala tabas, or a brick that has a metal ring inside of it. The heim toirim. Now they're all tohar. So basically, you have metal which is embedded in something which is wood or cement. Nichlasu ola meis nitmu. If they go into oil of a dead person, then it becomes tummy. Why? Because they're not protected by the coating. It's just a coating. We saw if it's in a tzmid psil, if it's in a klicheris that's sealed off, that's a different story. But here it's just coated, that doesn't help. If a zav moved them, also they become tummy. If they fell into an aver of a tana, which is tohar, and they were tummy, they'll be matame. You know, they're not protected from becoming kabel tuma, and they're not protected from matame, other things, just by being inside this other thing. But if they were not inside the avir of a kli or avir of a house, but something that is metama only by touching, then it's not considered that the kli was touched, because you're touching the thing around it and not the kli itself.